Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, January 13th. You'll be interested to know. 4 years ago, today in 2020, Donald Trump became the first U.S. president to be impeached twice after the House of Representatives approved an article of impeachment accusing him of incitement of insurrection for allegedly encouraging his supporters to storm the Capitol in an effort to overturn the results of the presidential election, in which Trump was defeated by Joe Biden. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's partly sunny and feels like 16 degrees with 7 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:34, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:11. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day with a high near 39 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 25 and a gentle west wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Monday will be at 10:15 with a low tide at 4:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 38 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 33 and west winds. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 21. Wednesday brings more sunshine with a high near 31 and a northwest breeze. Wednesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 15. Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high near 30 and light winds. Thursday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 19. Friday stays sunny with a high near 35 and a low around 23 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Boston Red Sox have had a fascinating offseason, pursuing superstar Juan Soto, but unwilling to spend the hefty sum of $765 million. They have since added Garrett Crochet and Walker Buehler to their pitching rotation, making free agent pitcher Nick Pivetta potentially the odd man out. Ryan Finkelstein of Just Baseball predicts Pivetta may sign a $40 million deal with the rival Toronto Blue Jays. With the starting pitching market becoming thin, Pivetta could be a valuable addition, especially for a team needing talent after missing out on several major free agents. Now on to sports. This weekend, on Wild Card Weekend, the Steelers got smoked by the Ravens. The Chargers pooped their pants as usual. The Bills beat the Broncos, and Baker Mayfield was Baker Mayfield. But hey, at least the Bucks are having fun now that Tom Brady is gone. Oh, and hang on to your hat for a total shocker. The Eagles beat the Packers. Tonight, the Rams, with a 10-7 record, face the formidable Minnesota Vikings, who are 14-3 in Glendale, Arizona, due to the wildfires. The Rams, favored by 3.5, aim to replicate their Week 8 victory over the Vikings. Sam Darnold makes his playoff debut for Minnesota. The over-under is set at 47.5. On January 20th, the Ohio State Buckeyes faced the Notre Dame Fighting Irish for the national championship in Atlanta, Georgia. The Buckeyes are favored by 8.5. In local sports, yesterday afternoon, The Celtics edged out the Pelicans 120-119 at TD Garden. Jason Tatum scored 38 points and posted 11 rebounds, while Kristaps Porzingis added 19 points and boards. The Seas overcame the return of Zion Williamson to secure their fifth win, improving to 28-11. The Pelicans, led by Trey Murphy's 30 points, slipped to 8-32. On Wednesday, the Celtics, with a 28-11 record, visit the struggling Toronto Raptors, who stand at 8-31. At Scotiabank Arena, Jason Tatum, leading with 27.8 points per game, will face off against Jakob Poeltl, grabbing 10.5 rebounds on average. The Celtics are aiming to extend their series lead against the Raptors. Tomorrow night, the Bruins at 21-19-5 take on the Tampa Bay Lightning in Beantown. The Bees are looking to rebound after recent losses. In top news, a recent analysis reveals that 1 in 5 job postings online is either fake or unfilled, contributing to a soul-crushing experience for job seekers. Greenhouse, a hiring platform, found that between 18% and 22% of job listings in 2024 were essentially ghost jobs. Companies may post these listings to create a facade of growth, and nearly 70% of businesses using Greenhouse have posted at least one ghost job. To combat this issue, Greenhouse is rolling out badges to identify responsive employers, while LinkedIn has begun tagging verified job listings to enhance trust for applicants. In business news, a recent hack of Gravy Analytics has exposed how thousands of popular applications, including Candy Crush, Tinder, and MyFitnessPal, may be unwittingly collecting sensitive location data. This data is reportedly being harvested by rogue advertising industry members, with some potentially ending up in the hands of United States law enforcement. The breach revealed millions of mobile phone coordinates linked to various apps across Android and iOS platforms. Cybersecurity experts warn that this situation poses a serious threat to user privacy, as many developers remain unaware of the data being siphoned through advertising processes. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over 94,000. Ethereum is just over 3,200. And GOATSEA's Maximus is down to 33 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A mysterious glowing ring of metal weighing 1,100 pounds has captured attention after crashing to Earth near a remote village in Kenya on December 30th. Initial reports from the Kenya Space Agency suggested it might be space debris from a rocket. However, experts, including astrophysicist Jonathan McDowell, expressed skepticism about this claim, citing insufficient evidence. Some believe it may have originated from a European rocket launch in July 2008. Yet Ariane space officials and other sources dispute this connection, leaving the true origin of the ring still unknown. And in entertainment news, Jimin Hounsou recently shared his frustrations in an interview with CNN, revealing that he continues to struggle financially as a working actor in Hollywood, despite 2 Oscar nominations and numerous blockbuster roles. He emphasized the impact of systemic racism in the film industry, stating, "I am still struggling trying to make a living." Hounce's impressive career includes roles in films like Furious 7 and Gladiator. He expressed feeling tremendously cheated by Hollywood pay, noting, "I still have to prove why I need to get paid." His upcoming projects include Beneath the Storm and The Monster. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American motivational speaker and author, Jim Rohn. And he said, "Either you run the day or the day runs you." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.